Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little weekend bite-sized political podcast sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. As always, a big thank you to Sarah, link below. And if you want to support the work that I do, there's a link below where you can buy me a coffee for the weekend if you want to do that. We're going to talk about Reform UK, Richard Tice's mob, because no one can say that I haven't warned you about this party. I've consistently said that I thought that they may be good individuals in the party, but the leadership is Judas Goats. Turns out that the leadership seems to be taking their instruction from Hope Not Hate, which is an agitprop organization, I think linked to the British establishment. And they seem to be calling the shots when it comes to the choice of candidates for reform will have come the next general election. We see that basically what Hope Not Hate are doing is they're publishing tweets with Reform UK candidates that they deem to be unsuitable. And one by one, Richard Tice seems to be dropping them. For example, Ian Harris, Reform UK's candidate for Lewis, has been dropped after a Hope Not Hate investigation pushed through the extreme left-wing Daily Mirror. So it turns out that, Hope Not Hate's candidate for Lewis is another guy being targeted by this mob. So it just seems to me that Hope Not Hate are calling the shots, and when they say jump, Richard Tice says how high. And this has caused, I'm sure you've seen it over social media, it's happening all across the country, basically, where Reform are dropping candidates because a left-wing organization doesn't feel happy about it. So what do you think of that? Is this real politic? Is this, Richard has to do whatever is required to stay respectable. That's the whole point. That's exactly what he's doing, and that's why he's doing it. He wants to be seen to be respectable. He wants to conform. He wants to be part of the system. Oh, but his policies, David, they're so much more radical than the Conservatives. But words are one thing, but you judge people not on their words. You judge people on what they do. What has Richard Tice been doing? One by one, by one, by one, he's been following what Hope Not Hate want. And this is what he's doing before he gets even a sniff of power. Could you imagine what he would do if he actually managed to get some power? Now, I don't believe that he will, but I don't think he'll get an MP. I don't think that. And at this rate, he's going to lose a lot of support, because I've seen so much outrage in the past sort of 48 hours online from people who said that they did support reform and they were prepared to give them their vote. But when they see this serial behavior from Reform UK, dropping candidate after candidate after candidate that Hope Not Hate do a hit job on, then they think, well, what's the point in voting for this lot? They're no better than the Conservatives. I mean, some years ago, Hope Not Hate ran a report on me, a hit job on me. Again, totally false. I mean, contemptible. And that's how I see Hope Not Hate. I mean, I see them as an absolutely contemptible, but an establishment-based organization. And it seems to me that the establishment wants to make sure that the only sort of people that Tice puts forward are, the most squeaky clean people who never post hurty memes on the Twitters or the X's. Oh, no, we mustn't have those sort of people, or people who have any sort of character. I mean, Tice seems to me to be the most bland person you could imagine. And presumably he wants the candidates that they select for the general election to be equally bland as him. Now, I have said before that I know there are good people in reform. If reform were to be led by someone like Ben Habib, that might be better. But honestly, under Richard Tice, and this is not personal, I'm just telling you what I see in social media. I see a party that is groveling to the left-wing agitpropers in Hope Not Hate. Is that the sort of principled politics that you thought you were getting with reform? Why doesn't Tice tell Hope not hate to sod off? And, you know, he'll decide who he will select as a candidate. And he's not interested in what the Daily Mirror think. But as I say, no, this is the terrible problem here. And maybe it's by deliberation. Tice is desperately wanting to be part of this system. He doesn't want to be an alternative to it. He wants to be part of it. And that's why some very good candidates have been jettisoned. People with agile character, people who have stood up, but their problem has been they've said things online that a left-wing agitprop organization doesn't like. And just for that, they are dropped. They're seen to be in breach of reform's ever so high standards. So I just find it all very pathetic. I've warned you all about reform. I've told you what they really are. And the truth is that they're not reform. They are conform.